Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Crossroads, where faith and culture meet. I'm Dean Welty with Rita Dunaway and two very special guests who we will introduce in just a minute. Well, the elections are finally over, and whether we like the outcome or not, we have a lot to celebrate at this special time of year. After all, Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks away, and Christmas is just over 6 weeks away. So take a deep breath. We have a lot to be thankful for, and that is why we are so delighted to welcome representatives from Operation Christmas Child and the Salvation Army. And that's because not only can they help us give thanks and celebrate our own blessings, but they can also give us some great ideas and opportunities for sharing those blessings with others, both here and around the world. So we're going to begin by welcoming Edie Adams, who is the area coordinator for Operation Christmas Child. Edie, welcome to the Crossroads.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Edie, yes. Before you get into telling us about Operation Christmas Child itself, can you just tell us how you came to be involved in this work, how long you've been doing it, and why you do it?
Certainly, I would love to. My husband and I moved to the Valley in 2001, and at our church, there was this thing called Operation Christmas Child, and I'd never heard of it before, so we got involved packing shoeboxes and continued to learn about Operation Christmas Child. And then one year, I joined a group from our church going to Charlotte, North Carolina to volunteer at the processing center, and was hooked from there out. I really got to see the impact of the boxes, saw the dedication of volunteers, and came back. Actually, I was in a meeting there at the processing center for people interested in volunteering. So came back and started volunteering. I was a team member, and then I moved up to community relations coordinator, then area coordinator, and then this past July, I took on regional area coordinator, where I am going to be growing the team up in the North Shenandoah Valley.
So the region covers from where to where?
South, we have Rockbridge County, we have Augusta County, Holland, Bath, Rockingham, Shenandoah, Warren, and Page counties.
That is a big area.
It is.
This is exciting, but I know that many of us are vaguely familiar with Operation Christmas Child. So, Edie, if you could, just sort of review the mission of OCC and how does it connect also with the larger mission of Samaritan's Purse?
Samaritan's Purse is a non-denominational Christian organization that provides spiritual and physical aid to victims of war, natural disasters, disease, famine, poverty, persecution in more than 100 countries, all the while sharing God's love through his son, Jesus Christ.
That would be led by
Franklin Graham. Yes. And one of the arms underneath of Samaritan's Purse is Operation Christmas Child. We have the Crisis and Disaster Relief, which is nationally and internationally with Samaritan's Purse. And in fact, they are actually working with the recent flooding that we have there. They're feeding programs, health and medical programs. They have an emergency field hospital, which just is amazing, where they're ready to go and set up. World Medical Missions, where they provide doctors and nurses and technicians around the world. Fighting disease, Ebola, very active in the Ebola crisis. And then Operation Christmas Child is one of the others, along with some other arms of Samaritan's Purse. But Operation Christmas Child basically uses gift-filled shoeboxes to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need around the world.
So it sounds like Samaritan's Purse, the umbrella organization, is really a combination of mercy ministry with evangelism.
Exactly.
Yeah, what a great way to spread the gospel around the world.
You go in and meet the physical needs while showing the love of Jesus.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. Well, for Operation Christmas Child, how many total shoeboxes do you send out each year and where do they go?
We started in 1993, and since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 157 million shoebox gifts to children in more than 160 countries and territories. Mm. In 2017, nearly 11 million shoebox gifts were collected worldwide, 8 million of those being from the United States. We have other sending countries, but the United States was 8.8 million. in this year, 2018, we hope to collect enough shoeboxes to reach another 11 million children in countries like Peru, the Philippines, Rwanda, the Ukraine. And then last year in the Shenandoah Valley, we collected 20,469 shoeboxes.
Edie, I checked your website, and I think it said you now have over 500,000 volunteers worldwide and more than 150,000 in the U.S. alone.
That's correct.
That is just amazing to have that kind of effort. Well, let's get down to the specifics here. What is actually in a shoebox? And along with that, what items should people avoid putting in?
Really, anyone can pack a shoebox. Individuals do it, churches, groups, families fill shoeboxes. You can take just a regular shoebox that you buy shoes in, take the shoes out and fill the box. We also have our red and green go boxes that is provided by Samaritan's Purse. And you can put things like school supplies, hygiene items, fun toys such as dolls or soccer balls are really good. Just deflate a soccer ball and put a pump in there. School supplies are very important. In a lot of these countries, children cannot go to school if they do not have their own school supplies. And I just heard this week a story about a child in Paraguay. The mother was with her child when he opened his shoebox, and there were pencils in there. And she started crying. So the team goes up to the mom and says, "What's wrong?" She started talking about her children and wanting them to go to school. And she had to rent a pencil for a child to go to school. And she could only afford to rent one pencil. So only one child was able to go to school. So she opened it up and there were all of these pencils in there. So school supplies, hygiene items, toothbrushes. We hear story after story of children in orphanages or families having to share toothbrushes.
Wow.
A family of 12 sharing one toothbrush. So toothbrushes are good to include. Toys. We want a wow item. So when the child opens the box, they go, oh, wow.
Sure.
And that could be a doll, a stuffed animal, the soccer ball, just something that's going to say wow to get them excited. Some things not to include. Two recent changes from last year are candy and toothpaste. They have expiration dates. You wouldn't think about that. And some countries are in customs. They're looking for reasons to hold the boxes. So we're trying to do everything we can to get through customs smoothly. So no candy or toothpaste. No used or damaged items. No war-related toys such as guns, knives, or military figures. No seeds. You think, oh, I'm going to send some seeds and someone can plant some food. But again, that's going through customs. No chocolate, food, or liquids. You don't want to put anything in there that might bust and damage the integrity of that shoebox and other shoeboxes along the way. No medicines or vitamins. No breakable items. No snow globes or glass containers or aerosol cans.
All this information is in your website, right?
It is.
And
mm-hmm.
we'll get to that before you leave so
exactly.
that people will know where to go.
Exactly.
Well, how and where are these boxes collected here in the Valley? How do we get the shoebox from our own home where we packed it to all over the world?
Okay. We have in our area multiple drop-off locations. And then we have one central drop-off location, which is here in Harrisonburg. It's at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. So it's a network. All of the drop-off locations bring the boxes to Harrisonburg. So in Front Royal, we have New Hope Bible Church. In Luray, we have the Luray United Methodist Church. In Buena Vista, we have Rockbridge Community Church of the Nazarene. In Hot Springs, we have Healing Baptist Church. In Lexington, we have Timber Ridge Presbyterian Church. In McDowell, Virginia, we have McDowell United Methodist. In Stanton, we have Calvary Baptist. Waynesboro, we have Augusta Cleaners Informals. And then in Woodstock, we have Shenandoah Community Fellowship. And all of these, with their hours and contact information, is available on samaritanspurse.org/OCC.
I think I saw this, too, in the website. Just at the First Church of the Nazarene here in Harrisonburg, you had something like over 15,000 boxes last year. Is that about right?
Harrisonburg itself, First Church of the Nazarene, had 9,008.
Oh, okay.
But you add all of these drop-off right. locations, and we have the 20,469.
Was there a deadline for the collection?
It is. Our National Collection Week is November 12th through the 19th.
Okay.
And that's when shoeboxes should be brought to these locations. If you miss the deadline, don't worry about it. You can go online and pack a shoebox from there. You pay the price, go through and pick out the items you want, and pack your shoebox online.
No excuse.
No excuse.
Anytime
no
is good,
excuse.
A good
no
time.
Excuse.
Well, where do the boxes go from here? So once they get picked up at the Harrisonburg Nazarene Church, where do they go? And you mentioned going to, I think you said Charlotte, mm-hmm. and helping, and what an amazing experience that was for you. Can other people do that?
Before these special gifts can bring hope and joy to children around the world, each one has to be carefully inspected and made ready for shipment, just to make sure that none of these items, the prohibited items, are in there. If the box is kind of sparse, put some filler items in. The boxes that people go online and pay $9 shipping to follow their box at the processing centers, barcodes are put on so people can find out where their shoebox goes.
So if you drop them off here, there is no fee.
We recommend $9 per shoebox for shipping.
Even at local. Gotcha.
But the other option is to go online at SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, pay for it there. You get a special label with a barcode, and you can find out where your box goes.
How neat that would be for kids to be able to watch and find out where their box ends up.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's exciting for me every year. Yeah. Wait for that email to see where my shoebox went.
For kids or adults, it's exciting.
And also for the kids to help fill the shoeboxes.
Oh, of course.
What a great idea.
It's a definite ministry of children ministering to children.
Yes.
But our processing locations, we have 8 in the United States. And the closest ones are Baltimore, Boone, and Charlotte. And information on these is available on the website.
And people can go, again, to the website to find out how they can help.
Exactly.
We only have a couple minutes left, but I'd be interested in the impact of the shoeboxes on the children. Do you have any follow-up programs with the children or the parents?
I think you're talking about the greatest journey.
I am, yes.
Yeah. The actual shoebox distribution is coordinated with national leadership teams in each country, and we work through churches. So the children that have the shoeboxes are able to have a resource there, so they don't just get the shoebox and then are set free. The churches are there to be able to follow up with them. And when the child gets a shoebox, they hear the gospel of Jesus before they get their shoebox, and then they get a little storybook about Jesus in their own language. And then they can enroll in the Greatest Journey, which is a 12-week discipleship program. And since 2010, more than 14 million children have received a shoebox and gone through the Greatest Journey. The power in Operation Christmas Child is a power of multiplication. These children are out sharing the gospel with their families, their friends, their communities, and leading others to Christ.
That's great. Well, you've mentioned, Edie, a few different ways that people can get involved and help. But in case people forget or want more information, tell us the best way for them to get that information.
They can go online to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They can reach me at ediadams@samaritan.org, or my phone number is 540-400-4434.
Okay. Edie, thank you so much for sharing all of this information with us and for the great work that you are doing with Operation Christmas Child. We're now going to move into the second half of our program and welcome another great organization as we prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's right, Rita, and our next guest is Ashley Gordon Becker from the Salvation Army Corps right here in Harrisonburg. Their national motto is doing the most good. So, Ashley, welcome to Crossroads.
Thank you for having me.
Ashley, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved with Salvation Army?
I was born and raised here. So,
okay.
Went to school here. I've lived here most of my life. My husband and I now live here with our two small children. So I love the Valley. I love living here. I love the community. We live in such a giving community, so it's really great to be here and to raise our family here. So we're very blessed. I started with the Salvation Army. It'll be 2 years in January. So I've always loved nonprofits, and I've worked for quite a few nonprofits. But I just love their mission and what they do within the community for people and helping them without discrimination in the name of God.
Well, Ashley, talking about the mission, tell us, first of all, a little bit of the history of the Salvation Army and the primary mission of the Army.
The Army has been around since 1865. William Booth started it, but it's been here in Harrisonburg since 1925. So we're going on 93 years here in Harrisonburg and Rockingham County. So we're very happy to be a part of this community. Our mission statement, if I can just let you know what that is an evangelical part of the Universal Christian Church. Our message is based on the Bible, and our ministry is motivated by the love of God. We are here to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human needs in His name without discrimination.
What a great mission. Well, I think the history sounds fascinating. I didn't realize that the Salvation Army had been around that long, but it's my understanding that it's now active in over 130 countries. So can you tell us a little bit more about some of the work being done overseas?
We have different corps or missionaries. Our officers are ministers. So they are the ones that kind of head up each corps of the Salvation Army. We are in over 130 countries, and we're just so thankful for the individuals that, especially those that are overseas and that do the work of God in these different countries. This is their first kind of relationship, getting to know the Lord and in some of these countries, in these smaller parts and towns there. So we are very fortunate.
As I understand it, you really work through a network of churches, both here in America and overseas. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
In fact, you are a church yourself,
aren't you? We are a church. The Salvation Army is a church. So I'm an employee of the Salvation Army. So I work for the Salvation Army Corps side. And then we have a church also. So the officers oversee the church and the Corps. So the Corps has our different programs in it, which include our shelter, our food pantry, our youth programs, our adult programs. And then we have the church as well that meets on Sundays, and they have a congregation there also.
I want to tell you a little later about my personal experience with the Salvation Army, both the worship service and the food service, but we'll get to that in a minute. But just bringing it home, and I think the real purpose of this program today, many of us think of the Salvation Army only at Christmas time because we see and hear so many bell ringers in the area at the Red Kettles, and I've done that, and I love doing that. But what about Thanksgiving? We'll come back to the Red Kettles, but first there's Thanksgiving. Some years, at least, you had turkey drives. What's happening this year?
So we do. Our turkey drive began on Monday. So you can donate at a few businesses in town. You can take turkeys to Joe Bowman right off of 33, and you can also take them to Dairy Queen on Carlton and donate them there, as well as bring them to the Corps. We will take them also.
So you take them right from the store and take them to Joe Bowman or Dairy Queen.
Okay. We do. And then we also have some great community partners as well, Cargill, George's, that donate turkeys and chickens to us. Recently, we were at the Red Front Supermarket on Chicago Avenue for our annual turkey roundup with WBTX.
In addition to that, what are some of the other things that Salvation Army does throughout the year as part of your outreach to our community specifically? For example, I've heard of people I know from my church volunteering to help with serving meals. So what are some of the other things that you're doing around here?
Throughout the year, we have a food pantry that operates Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. We serve over 300 families a month through that food pantry. We give away a little over 2,000 pounds of food a week in our community.
That's a lot of food.
Now, they can go to a pantry and then take it home and prepare the meal.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So we work with the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank, as well as we get very generous donations from people throughout the community, Costco, Annie Ann's, Red Front. So we have also some very generous donors that give us food. And so we give a little over 2,000 pounds a week out to those families. We also have our emergency shelter. We are the only emergency shelter in Harrisonburg and Rockingham County that provides a space for men, women, and children.
Oh.
So we have all of them that can stay within our shelter.
I think I saw on your website you have something like 64 beds.
Well, we actually have close to 40 beds in our shelter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what is your website? We'll come back to it as well, where people can get information.
It's SalvationArmyHarrisonburgVA.org.
Great. Thank you. And there are a couple of other programs. If you could just say a word about each of these. I think you have character building programs for young
people. We do. We have some
people.
Youth character building programs where they will meet at the Salvation Army on Tuesdays. We can pick up these children within different places in our community and bring them to the Corps on Tuesday evenings. And they have some wonderful character building programs for them. These children and other children in our community then also have an opportunity in the summer to go to our camp, which is Camp Happy Land. Just a really fun summer camp.
It sounds fun.
It is, you know, swimming and hiking and fishing. And it's a great opportunity for children in our community.
I'm glad you said that because, again, I on your website, I think it said something like over 1,000 young people from Virginia and the D.C. area come to that.
They do.
During
and
the year.
That camp is located right outside of Fredericksburg, Virginia. Wow. So it's still really close.
Yeah.
And we transport the students there or the children there, and it's a great experience for them in the summer. In addition to those youth programs, we have our disaster services. So last year after the hurricanes, we had Houston and then Florida and Georgia. Captain Blevins and I went on a disaster deployment, and we were gone for a couple weeks down right above the Florida line in Georgia doing disaster deployment.
That sounds a little bit like what Edie Adams was talking about just a couple minutes ago about Samaritan's Purse goes to many of these disaster areas as well,
yes,
doesn't it?
They do. They do. And then we also have our Angel Tree program, which is at Christmas, but that's a huge program for us. We serve over 1,400 children and seniors in the community, and we are able, through the generous support of individual community members, churches, businesses, we are able to provide a little bit of joy for these children and seniors at Christmas. So that's a huge, huge program for us in serving the community.
Ashley, now we're going to get to the heart of what we're all about here, and I know you're anxious to talk about it. We know that all of this takes money, and that really brings us back to the red kettles, which are already ringing or getting ready to ring across town. What is the kickoff date for that? How much did you collect last year? What's your goal this year?
Okay, so our kickoff is going to be next Thursday, the 15th, at the Belk Court at the Valley Mall. That'll be at 10:30, so we're really excited about that. We are going to have the Salvation Army Corps Band, which is members from different Salvation Armies throughout the state, and they will be playing. Last year, we made a little over $191,000. So that is one of the largest that's one of the largest goals we've ever set and met in the Harrisonburg Salvation Army Corps. So we are just so thankful for the generous community members here. And at that kickoff is when we're going to be sharing our new goal for this year.
Okay. Oh, we're in suspense.
Yeah.
Now, does all the money from the red kettles that comes in this area, is it all used in this area or does some of it go elsewhere?
In addition to the red kettles, every donation that we get, every in-kind donation that we get stays in Harrisonburg.
Oh. Okay, that's great.
Still staying with the red kettles because I love ringing those red bells. So this takes a lot of people. So how many red kettle locations do you have in the Harrisonburg area? And how many volunteers do you need to help keep those bells ringing? Or maybe other areas, too, in the valley that you might want to mention where we can expect to see red kettles.
I'm actually going to tell you the locations we have.
All right.
We have around 13 locations where we ring the bell.
Okay.
We are at the Kroger Supermarket. We are at Red Front, the Dayton Market, the Shenandoah Heritage Market, Bridgewater Foods. We ring at the Walmarts on Burgess Road, 42 Port Road and Timberville, and we are very fortunate to have Edie, who was just here. Their church covers the Port Road Walmart for us all season long, so we're very fortunate to have them. Food Lion in Elkton and Timberville, as well as this year in Timberville, the Broadway Timberville Ruitans are the ones that schedule out. They run that whole operation for us. We're very lucky to have them out in Timberville. And this year we will be at the Timberville Food Lion, and we will also be at their Christmas Village that they have this year. So we'll have those two locations in addition to the Walmart in Timberville. And then we ring at the Valley Mall in Belt Court and JCPenney Court, and then at the ABC Martins area in that shopping center.
That's great. Well, how can people sign up to volunteer either for Red Kettles or other projects? And what if they want to contribute financially?
We have a few ways that they can sign up to ring. We have an email that they can send an email to sign up to ring. It's ringtoraise@gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Yes.
Ringtoraise@gmail.com.
Ringtoraise@gmail.com, or they can call our kettle phone, and our kettle coordinator who works with me throughout the season on this kettle campaign, her name is Kimberly Bruce, and we have a kettle phone, and that number is 540-830-0788. And people can always email myself as well, which is ashley.gordon-becker@uss.salvationarmy.org.
Well, what a great opportunity for people to get engaged in serving the needs right here in our own community.
Ashley, I recall, and I don't know if you still have it, a website where you can actually see the locations and the hours where you still need volunteers. Do you still have that tool available?
We do have that. And if people email us, we can send them the link to that. It's a lengthy link.
No, but that is a beautiful format where I can see, well, I want to go over to Walmart. These are the hours. And you just sign up right there online?
Yes, you
Perfect.
Can sign up right online.
Good.
Well, our time is up. So I want to again thank Edie Adams from Operation Christmas Child and Ashley Gordon Becker from the Salvation Army for sharing with us today. I also want to thank all of our listeners. If you would like to listen to this program again or share it with your friends, go to our website at valleyfamilyforum.org and click on the link to Crossroads on the homepage. Finally, we want to thank our generous sponsors at Blue Ridge Chimney Services and the dental practice of Scott Dunaway, and also so many of you for your prayers, encouragement, and financial support. If you would like to make a tax-deductible donation to help keep Crossroads on the air, you can do so by check to Crossroads at P.O. Box 881, Harrisonburg, 22803. I'm Rita Dunaway with Dean Welty and engineer Robbie Meadows, inviting you to join us again next week at the Crossroads where faith and culture meet.
Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee? Or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Joy.